Right now, the report on home prices for October leads today's data as the battle over COVID relief checks plays out in Washington. We're joined by Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities in New York. Peter, let's begin with these stimulus checks. It takes a dozen Republicans to get this through the Senate. Some are at least saying they are leaning that way. As an economist, would you rather see $2,000 checks going out as opposed to $600 checks?
Well, let's put it this way. It was certainly $2,000 would help the economy a lot and certainly would help the consumer, and it would make its way into the system. And that means that we could have stronger growth, especially perhaps in the first quarter, as opposed to maybe growth somewhere between maybe 1.75% and 2.25%. But, you know, as a Fed watcher, let's say, you'd have to be worried about these deficits. And of course, $2,000 check means greater deficits. And somewhere along the line, that's going to have to be addressed. And that could cause some strong pain down the future. But again, it seems that the Fed has continually said that they're not really worried about the deficits at this time. I suspect that, the average person on the street would want $2,000 as opposed to $600, quite obvious, and probably the markets as well.
You touch on the concern over deficits. Is there a concern that if this is politically popular, people getting $2,000 checks, that this might not be the last time? You know, we may see more of these out of Washington.
Very possible, but highly unlikely. Very political now, of course it is. And of course, you know, with President Trump basically backing $2,000 and the Democrats backing him for the $2,000 check, the Senate is somewhat boxed, because remember that we have a January election coming up in Georgia. And if McConnell should not present this for a vote, there's a good possibility that they may lose the Senate. So it is highly political.
Yeah, sure is. Let's talk about home prices. Fastest pace in more than 6 years. Pretty good, I guess, if you're selling.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, if you're a buyer, it's pretty good too, in the sense that we have zero interest rates. And obviously, you know, that's what's propelling the home market. And, you know, when you have an 8.4% climb year over year and a 1.4% climb month over month, you can only say one thing, and that is low interest rates are propelling it.
Thanks so much for the insight. Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities.